Just a little thought before I'm going far away. I'll be waiting on the hillside where the wild red roses grow. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall.
On the sunny side of the mountain. Welcome back, everybody. We're into our fall turkey hunting seminar series. This segment, we're going to explain a little bit about gobbler yelping, and we're going to play a hunt, flintlock muzzleloading hunt from the Missouri Ozarks. This hunt actually just aired last week on the Pursuit Channel, Midwest Outdoors Television, and also went out on 30 different television networks around the country. So we thought we'd bring it to you this week. So in the beginning, I'll talk a little bit about gobbler yelping and what it does and how to do it on your calls, and then we'll go on a gobbler hunt. So here we go.
When you're just hen yelping or just turkey yelping or whatever to call turkeys like lost turkey, as you scatter turkeys in the fall, you can do a recall. But there's another type of calling we do that works on the pecking order, social structure of the wild turkey. And to kill fall gobblers, you need to learn to gobbler yelp. We'll do the first one on the box calls. You bring it across the lid. You want to slow your rhythm down a little bit, lengthen your yelp. That's a gobbler yelp. You can also turn the call over this way. But your gobbler yelp. Bring your lid across the call. Lengthen your yelp. The cluck, just pop it across. You can also put your hand on it, hit it like that. Put your thumb on there. That's a gobbler yelp. You listen to the hen. Now listen to the gobbler. Gobbler yelps. Gobbler yelps is a good call in the fall of the year. And you kill spring turkeys with it as well. And with any of the mouth calls, then you lengthen the yelp, slow your rhythm down a little bit, and it becomes a gobbler yelp. Don't be afraid to do that high-pitched putt. That'll kill you a lot of fall gobblers. When fall gobblers get excited when you're calling and they're calling each other, their cluck or their putt becomes very high-pitched. My good friend Gary Johnson from Indiana comes down and joins me for a flintlock retro hunt. We really enjoy doing these retro hunts. We've had several hunts like this where we just use old guns and old clothing, no camouflage, no turkey chokes, no turkey loads, old-time turkey calls. It is really a lot of fun. But the flintlock, this is going to be something really, really cool.
Good morning. Last morning of our hunt, Sunday morning, we came back across the river. We're going to go hunt this big ridge. Turkeys have been a little tough on us. We haven't done much good, but we're having a good time. I'm here with Gary Johnson. We're doing a little flintlock hunt, and hopefully this morning might be the morning. We're going to try to find some turkeys. We kind of pre-scouted this because we hunted this in the afternoon the other day and came up here and checked it out a little bit and saw some fresh scratching, some of the first sign we've seen. This fall's been off quite a bit. It's been really green. It doesn't seem like fall. This morning it's 32 degrees. We've got frost. Crows are hollering. Maybe the woods will come to life today. Hopefully, huh?
Yeah.
And we're going to try to make this hunt and see what we can come up with on this big old hill. The downside of our hunt starting down here is that we got to go up. We're going to get up and hunt a big ridge. We've had a lot of success on this ridge over the years. We've taken a lot of fall turkeys, a lot of fall gobblers up there. And hopefully we can get one in front of this flintlock this morning and let some smoke fly. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Let's go, buddy. Let's get after him.
This is a great ridge. We have a lot of success on this ridge. We got to get up on there and move and call, move and call. And we get set up in the morning and
just start a little call and see if we can get something started. Turkey's a little quiet this morning. This has been kind of a tough hunt. Not a lot going on. Listen to how I call. This is what I do to call fall gobblers. Listen to the rhythm and how I call fall gobblers. It's just a move and call. Move, set up, call, wait a while. If nothing, if you don't hear an answer, turkey doesn't show up, then you move on. We had just stopped and made some calls and was going down the ridge, and Gary heard the turkey's pop, a gobbler pop. And this has happened here before. A little after light, the turkeys show up from either across the river or across the fence from the neighbor's place to work this ridge. And we hit it just right this morning. So we move and set up. Gary sits by one tree. I go past him, and we start calling. This is a perfect example of gobbler pecking order, social structure of the wild turkey. But to be able to take a gobbler in the Missouri Ozarks with a flintlock muzzleloader in this old-time clothing, I'm just wearing bib overalls, no gloves, no head net. A great time in the woods with a really good friend. Two guys that think a lot alike when it comes to turkey hunting and the outdoors and guns and old guns and retro hunts. It's just a great camp with great friends. And to me, that's more what turkey hunting's about than killing this turkey.
Now that's what fall turkey hunting's all about. Flintlock, fall gobbler. How cool is that?
Uncle Ray, look what we done. Oh my God.
What do you think?
This is the best.
See, when it happens, it happens.
We were so low after about 3 days, and we stopped up here in the trail and listened, and I thought I heard one pop. And you started walking off, I kind of jogged up and touched you on the shoulder. And made a couple calls. And by God, there was gobblers coming. There must have been a dozen of them. You think?
Yeah.
There was two or three of them at that close. At that point, they were back and forth. I thought, well, we got two tags.
I saw that one coming to the right, and I figured you'd shoot him out to the side. And I was on him, but you shot one on the other side, which is fine.
Well, there was a group of them.
Yeah.
And they were all bundled up.
Yeah.
And the rest of them started going right, and this one kind of hung back.
Okay.
That's where the gun was pointing.
Perfect.
So.
Let's take a look at it.
What we got? Two-year-old.
Here, congratulations.
Thank you, man. I got to see half of Missouri. Oh. That is sweet.
That's what fall turkey horns are about.
Nothing like that.
You got to say, that was pretty awesome. Hey, we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
An Indian says you search in vain for what you cannot find.